The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
L'Évangile selon Saint Luc. Laissa Jésus entrer Jéricho. Il était qu'à aller traverser la ville. Il tenait un homme en ville là, il a crié Zacchaeus. Il était chef moun qui a passé taxes. C'était un homme riche. Il était voulu voir qui moun Jésus est. Mais il était un homme coûte. Tellement moun qui était là, il partait sa way. Comme ça, il prend courir devant. Il monta assis un peu si comme moi pour voir Jésus qui tenait pour passer chemin ça. Là, Jésus arrivait là. Il levait les yeux en l'air. Il dit comme ça, Zacchaeus, fais vite descendre. Puis c'est un cas où mon y pour rester aujourd'hui. Zacchaeus descend vite. Et puis oui, si voit Jésus, elle va être très content. Laisse mon nom ouais ça. Il commence à babiller. Il dit, mon nom là aller poser à la caille un homme qui n'a pas le péché. Mais Zacchaeus debout là, il dit Jésus comme ça, écoutez maître, mon kaba mon pauvre la moitié. Tout bien, moi, ni. Si moi t'ai trompé, y a moun, pour moi prendre l'argent, moi qui ai li 4 fois, ça m'en prend en la main. Et puis Jésus dit comme ça, Jodia, Kaïsa a délivré, parce que nom ça, c'est un enfant Abraham aussi. Mon bon Dieu voye à la chair, vini chercher ça qui te pédit, puis ça délivre. Mi l'évangile, Seigneur, pour nous aujourd'hui. Louange pour vous, Seigneur Jésus Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Did we understand the gospel? I hope so. Where beauty is apparent, we are to enjoy it. Where there is beauty hidden, we are to unveil it. Where beauty is defaced, we are to restore it. And where there is no beauty at all, we are to create it. Robert McAfee Brown. Isle of beauty, isle of splendor, isle to all so sweet and fair. My dear friends, these are the very first words we use to describe our country in our national anthem. And the word is beauty. And today, as we celebrate the 41st anniversary of our national independence, let us thank God for this country of ours that reflects so splendidly the beauty of our Creator. Laini beauté, beauté, pas bonté, beauté. C'est pour nous apprécier. Laini en beauté qui caché, nous passe away. C'est pour nous découvrir, pour les autres ça apprécier. Laenia bote ki defijue. Se putum fai vini bie eve bel encore. Eve lai panipes bote se punu mbetela. I thought these words, my dear friends, were quite appropriate in terms of our independence and also the beauty that the Lord unveils in Zacchaeus. Last Sunday, the church gave us the opportunity to reflect on the beauty of humility and the ugliness of an arrogant heart. Do you remember it? It was the story of the publican and the Pharisee. The Pharisee came up front and boasted, and the other one stood in the back and beat his breast and said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the beauty of that sinner, that beauty dwelt in the heart of someone who was considered an outcast in his society because of his chosen profession, a tax collector, and therefore a sinner, a crook, a thief. Now that was a parable, that was a story. Today we have a real live tax collector. We even know his name. What's his name? Zacchaeus. And he was a chief tax collector and a wealthy man. If there were any beauty in him, it certainly was not very apparent to his people. Maybe it was hidden, and worst of all, maybe defaced totally. As we reflect on our national independence and the person of the tax collector in today's gospel, allow me to share a word on, first, beauty hidden, and two, beauty defaced, and three, our responsibility to create beauty where there is none. Beauty hidden. Unveil it. When we think, my dear friends, of our country, it is beautiful. We sang today, Merci bon Dieu, Panay Kupesa, and that's one of the things we talk about. Dominique Bell, Dominique Bon, Dominique Wish. The beauty is there, and it's for all of us to see. The lush vegetation. But most of all, dear friends, the people, because we make the country. God has created all the mountains and hills and the forests. And God has created us also to care for it. And our people, we boast of our hospitality, our friendliness, the courtesy that we show to everyone, including strangers. We think of so many of our people who have excelled, both here and abroad. Others might think of us as small and insignificant. I mean, up to today, people think we are the Dominican Republic. They don't know where we are. And yet, my dear friends, we have made a name for ourselves. In a sense, we could say we are powerful beyond measure. And ours it is then to recognize that beauty and to continue to unveil it, to tell others about it. It's there, but some don't recognize it. Some don't even know it is there. And we, as we live here and as we travel abroad, have to show ourselves so dignified that people say, "Are you a prince? Are you a princess?" When I lived in America, they used to tell me, "You speak in song, you sing when you speak." And they say, "You walk with grace and style." I still do. The point is, my dear friends, we know how to carry ourselves. And whether we come from a small country or not, that may be for others insignificant, we know who we are. And that we continue to unveil the beauty by the way we live with each other, by the way we speak to each other, by the way we conduct our lives. In terms of Zacchaeus, he was a tax collector. And as we spoke of tax collectors last week, these were the people who were considered, in a sense, traitors, a Jew collecting money for the Romans from Jews. Nobody wants that. And because of their profession, very often they were left to their own devices and they took advantage of their position. So they charged a little extra. So everybody thought of them as dishonest, as crooks, as people who you would not want to associate with. And yet, my dear friends, today, Jesus recognizes this Zacchaeus, and he recognizes that beyond all that, the profession of being tax collector, there is somebody there. There is someone there. There is a pearl that is hidden. And first of all, we see it in his desire to see Jesus. Now, to see Jesus is not just to see him with your eyes, but to see him, to get to know who he is. And for me, that is the first phase of any conversion experience, to desire God. He desired God. He was a tax collector, considered a sinner, but there he is desiring God, maybe more than these others, who would have considered him low class and vain egg. But he had that desire. And he went to great lengths to see Jesus. Didn't care if his beautiful robes were torn or his shoes were off his feet, but he climbed the sycamore. First of all, he ran ahead of everybody else, climbed the sycamore tree, just so that he could have a glimpse of this man. And then later on, his beauty unfolds even more to a greater degree. And he says to Jesus, well, they consider me a crook and a thief, but I will tell you this, I'm going to give half my property, my earnings, to the poor. Se voi o capusire moko en vinaigre, en voilà, mais moi vle di, la moitié toute sa money, moka iba moun pov. Ki moun ki te ke fè sa? Ki yon las ki te ke fè sa? Ava si moun pon l'argent en la même personne, moka ba yo 4 fois l'argent sa. 4 fois, oui? 4 fois. Pas 2 fois, 3, 4 fois. So the beauty is there, but it's hidden. I will repay them. And that brings me, dear friends, to beauty defaced. And we say, if beauty is defaced, then we have to restore it. Our island, our nation, has been defaced many times. I still remember Hurricane David, 79. Some of you were there already. All you old. And of course, in more recent days, remember Hurricane Maria and all the other things that we've had that have truly destroyed our nation. Natural disasters, hurricanes. But then we have others too, my dear friends. The indiscriminate disposal of garbage, for example. The pollution of our rivers and our streams. Human disasters. Greed. Victimization. The lust for power. Indifference to the voice of the people. Defamation of character. Name calling. Violence and aggression. These are things that deface the beauty that we are as a people, as a nation, as the children of God. We forget. Instead of wearing the robes of righteousness and beauty, we wear the robes that show really where our heart really is. Last Sunday when I preached, I quoted Luke again, where he said, out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, what you say says more than what you say. It tells others how you think and how you really are in the core of your being. And sometimes we say things glibly and foolishly, but it speaks also of who we really are and what we really believe. So how do we restore all that? Well, I think first, dear friends, we have to put God first. Let us acknowledge his sovereignty over this land. L'ennu dit après bon Dieu c'est la terre. Nous ne pouvons dire ça tout chez nous. Pas seulement parole en bouche. Là, mon prochain semaine passée, mon dilemme chaque fois nous qu'à quoi. Si mieux nous dit après la terre c'est bon Dieu. À nous changer puis manière un parti mon café. Où ça ou vieux pas qu'à mettre bon Dieu devant yo. c'est la terre, c'est l'argent, c'est possession, c'est... Quand ça peut être nous supposer changer, il veut dire, après la terre, c'est bon Dieu, nous, c'est comme ça nous va vivre. But when we say après bon Dieu, c'est la terre, we have to mean it. We have to put God truly first. I mean, in the first reading from Wisdom, it says the Lord is Lord of the whole universe. The whole universe is as a grain from a balance or a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. And then he continues, but you, God, have mercy on all, because you can do all things, and you overlook people's sins so that they may repent. We ought to do the same as well. Instead of all the name-calling, say, there but for the grace of God go I. If it were not for the grace of God, I could do something just as bad or even worse. One of the songs I love to sing, you've heard me sing it, is He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. Could we not do the same for each other? To look beyond each other's faults, see their need for love, their need for understanding, and give that instead of mepui. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. And that is why Amazing Grace will always be my song of praise. And in the same book from Wisdom there, the first reading says, therefore you, Lord, rebuke offenders little by little. You warn them and remind them of the sins they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. God actually warns us. He gives us the time to repent. Could we not do the same for each other? Instead of criticizing and thinking we're so superior to anybody else, which we're not, because of our position maybe, because of the money that we have, because of our land and so forth, we think, oh, I'm a big man and you're a small man. Mm-mm. Death will level everything. Death will level everything. No matter how much wealth we have, it stays behind us. And in the same vein, when it comes to Zacchaeus, the beauty defaced, as I said, there he is, a good Jew, I suppose, but doing something that is offensive to the Jews, because he's collecting money from them for the occupiers, for the Romans. And his restoration comes, dear friends, with one word from Jesus. Come down, I am staying with you today. Weep on you. Me? Yes, yourself, come down. Are you sure? Don't you know who I am? I'm a sinner. Yes, I know you're a sinner. Come down. What restoration. Yeah. What restoration. Reminds me, my dear friends, of a story I heard long ago of a tribe in Africa where if someone does something bad to somehow shame the community, the tribe, what they would do is call the entire village together. They would form a circle and they would ask the individual to stand in the middle. Dubutamita. And one by one, they would start to tell him good things that he has done. I remember when the fire was burning, it is you who took the first bucket of water to throw. I remember when the child was drowning, it is you who came to save the child. I remember when my so-and-so was sick, you went to see him. They don't mention anything about what he has done to shame them. They only give him all the positive things he's done, and then they have a celebration. That is restoration. That is restoration. How different, my dear friends, in terms of our own understanding and our own experience, where you would never forget what you've done wrong. They will tell you, and when they cannot tell you more about what you've done, you can come and say, "Mama, we're papa." Leo parfini do saufe, anti bagay ufauza, baka jamais mobilie. Oh, you can finish the most actualement, you baka change. Ebe you can bete ba. Ewe mama utekafesi, mama utekafesa. Ewe papa uteprimo wako. Instead of saying, you've done wrong, but you've also done good, and we recognize the good more than that one wrong, you are still our own, you are still our beloved. Come, let us enjoy the time we have together. That is restoration. That is how Jesus restores Zacchaeus today. And Zacchaeus now has a change of heart, a change of attitude, a conversion experience. He is healed. He is healed. And he starts a new life. I can't imagine what would happen to him if Jesus had said, Zacchaeus, you are the worst sinner I know. Zacchaeus, you see you? Hell, you're going straight from now on. In fact, don't even come down, no, stay there. But he says, no, come down, Zacchaeus. In your house I'm staying today. My house? Yes, your house. Don't you know who I am? I know very well who you are. In your house I'm staying today. That is restoration. And that is the lesson, my dear friends, I think we have to learn for ourselves. In terms of restoring each other. Let us restore each other. The beauty is here. Maybe the beauty is defaced because someone has done something terrible. They have committed a crime and we're all upset about it. But there is time for forgiveness. There is time for restoration. To see the beauty that is hidden there, the beauty that is defaced, and try to restore it. And that brings me then, my dear friends, to the last point, which is our responsibility to create beauty where there is none. I thought I'd just share a few thoughts taken from the social teachings of the church. And the first one is about the dignity of the human being. That all of human life is dignified because God creates it. And therefore we should uphold that. And it is threatened by abortion and other things that mitigate against human life. We say, if that is something that is happening here, then we have the responsibility to try our best to undo it. If that is something that is ugly, then we have to create the beauty. We have to recognize the beauty of each individual, regardless of class or possessions and so forth. Each individual as a human being. I'm thinking, my dear friends, of all the people we have walking the streets of Roseau. We call them paros. And sometimes we don't treat them well because they're bothersome and they embarrass us. But maybe we should try to recognize them also as our brothers and sisters and find ways of attending to their needs. Write a letter to their parliamentary representative. Write a letter to whoever it is that is in charge of these things and allow them to somehow find a place so that these people can earn once again the dignity that they have lost. To create it. To create the beauty. Because indeed, as I said, dear friends, the beauty is there. The beauty is there in every one of us, regardless of the way we might live. And the second word I thought was marriage and family. Marriage and family. Somehow we have to uphold the dignity of the sacrament and promote family life. Not only family, but also the fact that people have a right and a duty to participate in society, to seek together the common good and the well-being of all. The well-being of all. We have sometimes in our society is a certain amount of victimization because I don't belong to this party, I don't belong to that. That has to stop. We are all human beings, and we are all children of God, regardless of how we vote. That has nothing to do with my dignity as a person, and therefore, I should be treated equally with everybody else. And if that is not there, then we have to find a way to restore it. And then, of course, recognizing the fact that the poor are still with us. The poor are with us. And we can never neglect them. We can never say, I am comfortable in my house, in my home, close my door and my gate, and zafe dole wessa. Zafe dole zot. Nous passons jamais dit ça. Puis sur toutes ces frères, c'est ça. Nous toutes ces enfants, mon Dieu. Merci, bon Dieu, pour moi, plus que ça, mon besoin. C'est pour moi, ça, servir ça, pour moi, ça, partager ça avec les gens qui panient. It's often said, my dear friends, that the wealth of the wealthy has been taken from the poor. That those who have more than they need, they should recognize that they should use only what they need and give the rest to somebody else. How much can you take anyhow? How much do you need? That huge mansion you have. He said, the children are gone now. Only you and your husband, you and your wife. You cannot even climb the stairs anymore. And so you relegate yourself to one little room downstairs because that's all you can manage. The kitchen is closed, the toilet is very close, very close. And you might sit on the veranda to watch the cars go by. So how bougie one corner? Top floor, third floor, maybe somebody can use it. But it's just there looking at you. And then further on, to recognize also, my dear friends, the basic right of people who work and the importance of the dignity of work. To make sure that they have decent wages. Sometimes people work for nothing. The cost of living is rising still, and we still give them the 2 pence that they're supposed to get. Somehow we have to say the 2 pence is not enough. 2 pence can hardly buy them a tin of milk for their children. And they work hard in the hot sun every day. So if that is there, then we have to find a way to correct it. To correct it. And especially when it comes to those who are not from here, who come from outside to work for us, that we don't cheat them. That we don't treat them with disrespect or contempt. But rather we treat them in the very same way that we ourselves would like to be treated. We are one human family. We are all brothers and sisters. I don't know if we are aware of that, if we recognize that. There's more that unites us than that which divides us. But so often, dear friends, we concentrate on what divides us more than what unites us. And if that is the case, then we have to change that. Somehow we have to find a way to bring the unity back, to bring the love back, to look beyond the differences of race and color and politics and church. We are one. And finally, my dear friends, I mentioned it before, but in terms of creation, that we are stewards of creation. That this beautiful Dominica has been given to us to care for. To care for. We cannot throw our garbage anywhere and anyhow. In the old days, we used to say, Voya la ivye, salai vye pale ike balame. Sapa sarena ko. Cannot keep throwing the garbage into the river and let it go down to the sea. The sea will bring it back up again and all our beaches will be polluted. No. To learn to appreciate what we have. So that we can, as I always say, leave something beautiful for successive generations. And then just to conclude, I looked at the 7 deadly sins. I said, maybe in terms of what we need to put in terms of beauty, instead of pride, put humility. Instead of covetousness or greed, put generosity or liberality. Instead of lust, put chastity. Instead of anger, put understanding and meekness. Instead of gluttony, put temperance. And instead of envy, put brotherly love. Today, dear friends, a very special day for us. As I said, it's very rare that we can celebrate the 3rd of November on a Sunday, our national day. And it's really, truly a very beautiful day. We have to learn to appreciate what we have, not only in terms of our country and our nation, but especially our faith. And recognize that what Jesus has done for Zacchaeus today, restoring his dignity, taking him in where nobody else would look at him, that he's done the same for you and me. That we are all of us Zacchaeus. We are all of us Zacchaeus. May God give us the desire first to know him and to love him. The desire to go to whatever lengths, climb whatever tree, just so we can see God. And then when we hear him call our name, he says, come down from where you are to our great surprise, he will say, no, I know your sins, but I have forgiven you. Come. Come, you are still my daughter, you're still my son, and I love you. And I love you more than you'll ever know. Where beauty is apparent, we are to enjoy it. Where there is beauty hidden, we are to unveil it. Where there is beauty defaced, we are to restore it. And where there is no beauty at all, we are to create it. God bless us today and every day. Amen. Amen.